The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to another Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. It's Thursday, June the 28th, Andy Holding, with seven races to cover for you tonight at Tipperary. Not a particularly strong card, has to be said. Quite weak, even by the track standards. Not too many standout performers along the way. But hopefully we can nick one or two winners for you. And we begin with the 550, which is a two-year-old contest on the straight five furlong track. A couple of horses have been running quite well on the speed figures to date. Rangefield Express, more predominantly, and Inflorescence from the Paddy Brendergast stable. Those two, I think, will probably dominate, with a slight preference going to the former, courtesy of that nice run the other day at Down Raw behind Cafu, who was a well-back newcomer from the Gerline stable, who looked the part. But to be fair, Rangefield Express certainly didn't do anything wrong in defeat. He actually probably looks as though he could do it a little bit further as well. He's by Born to See, and I think he's just getting a little bit done for pace by the better horses over five furlongs. But this is, I think, much weaker race, as far as I can see. Inflorescence, as I said, looks the main threat. She was fourth behind a lovely horse of William McCreary, who's called Lethal Promise, who I definitely think is group race material at Nace last time out. Not quite good enough to keep up with her winner. She kept on quite well to finish her creditable fourth, and she was also fifth in a decent maiden at the Curragh as well, behind the same horses, Lethal Promise, who finished second that day, obviously has won. And Dandy's Ocean and Yellow Again ran at the Raw meeting at Ascot, so she's been in quite deep on her three starts to date. But Rangefield Express, quite like him, and I've got a bit of a soft spot for the Mickey Arkallaghan two-year-olds as well, so he'll do for me. On to the 6.20, a pretty modest five-furlong sprint handicap, it has to be said. The draw's obviously going to have a little bit of a bearing here. They usually come down the centre to the middle at Tipperary, but being as the ground's a bit quick here tonight, then they might just well stay over on the far side. So I'd probably go somewhere in the middle here, and that really does set it up lovely for Blaster Magic from the Adrian Joyce stable. Horse in great form, win of two of his last three starts, and a victory at Nace. Cemented his well-being last time out with a tenacious performance, let's say, by getting up in the closing stages to beat Akiba. Back in six that day, it was also called Landline, who of course won last night, so that form has already been readily boosted. And to be fair, Jenny Childie looks the obvious threat based on that performance. I thought she ran well on her first start for a while in that race behind Blaster Magic, and the market, I think, has just about got it right here. Around about 9-4, Blaster Magic, 4-1 for the Each Way Monkeys, Jenny Char. Not too many others make that much of appeal, so I'll stick with that form of that Nace race there in race two. On to the 6.50, a 5-1 the field betting race here. Walkabout has been chalked up as a favourite, probably because bookmakers, as they tend to do nowadays, like to keep on the right side of Gordon Elliott in low grade handicaps. But he hasn't really done a great deal, I must admit, to warrant a bet at 4-1. So I'm going to look elsewhere here. And the one I quite like is Leaning Keen here from the Sean Byrne stable, an 8-year-old who's been round the block a little bit and has lost his way on the flat after being rated in the 80s in his heyday. But he's in good form over hurdles and more predominantly over fences of late. And that was a cracking effort down in Wexford the other day by what's called Peace News. And it's a really keenly contested contest as well. Mind Now, who went into the race well back, second favourite, showed some good form in some of the better staying handicaps over in Ireland. So this fella, if he can translate that kind of level of ability back to the flat for markets of 61 with Tom Madden on board, I think he's a decent each-way bet here at the price. He's around about 8-1 this morning. So Leading Keen each way for me there will do in race number three. On to the fourth race then, the 7.25. A desperate maiden here, it has to be said. Proud and elated, has had quite a few chances. And she was a bit disappointed for me down in Listowel the other day when she didn't find a great deal for pressure. Now, strictly speaking, she holds this Scarlet Seymour on their last encounter when third behind a Magnetic Foot North at Leopardstown on the 20 5th of May. But that was Scarlett Seymour's first ever run, and I thought she stepped up on that performance markedly when going back to the same track to run much better next time out. Despite being a 50-1 shot, I thought she kept on pretty well in the latter stages to finish a never near at 4th. And given that she seems to be going quite well forward and progressing nicely, then drawn in still one tonight with a good break, I'd expect Scarlett Seymour certainly to finish a good deal closer, if not turn around the form with that Prad and elated. And the price is 5-2. She'll do for me there in the 7.25. On to the 8 o'clock, going to keep this one quite simple. Full Disclosure comes in here in great form, and he'll do for me. He managed to win at Nace two starts ago, getting up in the closing stages to beat Coach Bombay, who reopposes here. And albeit he didn't manage to back up that victory last time out at Garum, there was nothing wrong with that performance in a very competitive race, probably the most competitive on the card. And he finished second to Path of Silver, who came wide, late and fast down the outside to pick his pocket late on. But he stayed on well enough to suggest he's in good nick, and he's got a decent draw tonight on the round track, being boxed in stall number 5. So Full Disclosure, I'd say quite a confident vote there in the 8 o'clock. On to the 8.30 then, and the key element for me here was to take on this conclusion at a very short price. I'm not absolutely totally convinced about this fellow. He wears the blinkers, he looks a little bit awkward in the run, and even though his victory last time out at Limerick was a relief to Connections, he didn't beat a great deal for me, and I much prefer the other two in the market here, Manzucci and Aussie Valentine, particularly Manzucci. He quickened up well to win the other day down in Leopardstown. He's in great form, and so are the Ger Lions team. He loves fast ground, and Aussie Valentine, he also won well at Leopardstown the week before, staying on well under a good ride from Thomas Sherry, continues to ride this horse. And the second horse, Near Kettering, went on to win next time out to boost that form line. So at 2-1 and 11-2 top prices respectively, I'd probably have like a 2-point win Manzucci and a half a point win on Aussie Valentine, in the hope that they floor the very shady looking favourite there, conclusion in that 8.30. On to the final race that we're going to be covering here. It's the 9 o'clock. It's a 1-mile, 3-year-old handicap. And Check Your Pockets ran really well in a much better race than this on her seasonal turf reappearance and back in the Curra on the May the 26th, behind Hence, who, of course, took part at Royal Ascot to a decent standard last week. But, yeah, that race was chock full of horses, or fillies and mares that were in good form. Dianthus took part in the 1,000 Guineas trial the time before. Tezzetto had won the won a Dundalk maiden really impressively and posting a good speed figure. So this horse, who was stuck out right on the outside when challenging over two out, I thought did really well to finish as close as she did. John Keeley's horses are in great nick, as they often are at this time of year on decent ground. And I didn't really care too much for the opposition. I know Cracking Name's in good form, but that was a weak handicap he won the other day down in Cork. Dancing Doll obviously represents a stable that you'd respect, and she ran well on her seasonal return at Leopardstown the other day behind Beach Wedding. But I think Check Your Pockets has got certainly enough ability, form and progression, I would suggest, to capture this final race. And around about 7-4 top prize this morning, she'll do for me there in the 9 o'clock. Okay, thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. A little bit of a pause in the programme tomorrow anyway. We're not going to be covering the Curra tomorrow night on the show, but we will be covering the Curra's card, which is a fantastic one, concluding in the Irish Derby, of course, on Saturday at 5.15. So please do tune in for that podcast, which will be available online early morning on Saturday. So until then, it's goodbye from me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.